This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Cambridge Analytics, the Trump campaign contractor, harvested private information from the Facebook profiles of more than 50 million users without their permission, making it one of the largest data leaks in the social network's history. The breach allowed the company to exploit the private social media activity of a huge swath of the American electorate, developing techniques that underpinned its work on President Trump's campaign in 2016, and they are now under investigation. Fundraising for an alcohol study from the alcohol-producing companies may have violated National Institute of Health policy, which prohibits employees from soliciting or suggesting donations, funds, or other resources intended to support activities. The pitch seems to have been made to prove that moderate alcohol consumption has health benefits in your diet. Justice Department and the Securities Exchange Commission are conducting the investigation into the wealth management business of Wells Fargo. Agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation have been interviewing some wealth management employees in the Phoenix area as recently as the last couple of weeks, some of these people said. Programs to help federal employees better balance their work and personal lives are yielding benefits to both these workers and their agencies, including higher performance, job satisfaction, and commitment to stay with the government, a government-wide survey has found. Tom Benson, owner of the New Orleans Saints and Pelican sports franchises, passed away at 90 years of age. An American hospital stay costs more than 12 times as much as that in the Netherlands. Slovakia's president has stepped down in the face of mass protest over corruption and the slowness of investigations of a journalist's killing along with his fiancée. Protests have continued as he tries to maintain his party in power and seems to be trying to run a puppet government. Colleges and universities are implementing programs to recruit lower-income students are being pushed to open cafeterias in order to prevent spring break famine when these students are stuck on campus. Because wages were frozen during World War II and the cap didn't apply to fringe benefits, employers began offering health insurance as a recruiting tool since their cost was deductible. Before the war, only 9% of workers had employer-provided insurance, but 63% had it by 1953. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.